Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is a segment that I look forward to each and every week. I told Rob to go out, and I told Rob to scour the interwebs to get us some Baltimore sports talk. As you guys know, the Chiefs pulled out their belt and commenced a whipping on the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at Arrowhead. So I can only imagine the frustration of Baltimore sports fans as they watch the Chiefs once again take belt to backside against the Baltimore Ravens. So Rob has made 5 cuts. He has scoured the post game. He scoured the morning show, the afternoon show. Let's get right to it. This is Baltimore Sports Talk for our friends over at 105.7 The Fan.
You know, we invested heavy in our offense to build around Maul, but like these past few years, it's just like we've been just getting by with our trenches. It's just disappointing because we come into the season, especially this season, with so much expectation. Oh, they're going to be this, they're going to be that. And it's like, damn, yo, we starting the season off like this, like it hurt. You feel me? Just to sit there and watch, like, painful. Like,
it's painful. He said that on the radio?
Oh, it was very much heard. The host, to his credit, goes, whoops, I think I missed the dump button.
No, you missed
you
it
missed
for
it.
Sure.
Swing and a miss.
He missed it.
He started out so normal and then got so angry at the end.
I mean, his reaction time worse than the Ravens' defense. Just slow to the ball is what it was. All right, that's one fan. I mean, if that's the kind of if that's how we're starting things off, this is good. Here's another fan of the Baltimore Ravens after they got whipped by the Chiefs.
I'm glad to hear that it's kind of shifting back to the coaches here a little bit in the conversation. I actually feel, I think the big issue is trust in the team, trust in Harbaugh. I think he might have lost the locker room a little bit, and I don't think that the guys are out there, you know, not playing for him on purpose or anything like that. But watching these games, man, I just think back to Mark Ingram, big trust, how good the vibe of the team was for those couple of years and even those last couple of years before this year, you know, real slow start. I think you've got guys out there that just don't trust the people in front of them, don't trust the people behind them.
Whenever you start to have the conversation about losing the locker room and we haven't gotten to October at that point, it's not going well for the Ravens. And if there's one thing that you trust Harbaugh to do, especially given his track record, his pedigree, he's one of the best coaches in the league to at least keep the locker room intact. At least at a minimum. I can't speak to if they've lost the locker room or not, but I do think you can be very critical of Harbaugh about the effort that you saw the Ravens have against the Chiefs. They just looked like they were going through the motions from every single level. I think the Chiefs punched the Ravens in the mouth. I don't think the Ravens wanted anything to do with it. I think the Ravens quietly tapped out on Sunday against the Chiefs. Here is a fan that noticed the exact same thing that I noticed about the Ravens.
All right, I'm disappointed and disgusted, man. Okay. You know what I mean? As far, I don't blame Harbaugh. He's got 50 head cases and 50-some drama queens to deal with. And if you're a professional, you don't give up and fake injuries. You don't give up and just fake injuries. Mahomes would have been out there hopping around on one leg.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So that's basically all I really got to say, you know?
That is the part about this that is very, very difficult to ignore. Now, we are finding out more information. Maybe Lamar was a little bit more hurt than we anticipated. It doesn't look like he's going to play on Sunday, and it's a really, really important game. It was just his energy about it. He just looked like somebody who just didn't want to continue the fight. He got up, he walks over to the sideline, he throws his helmet, he's still sitting there. He just looked like he had just checked out of the game. You know what he looked like? He looked like Scottie Pippen on that one episode of The Last Dance. Remember when they called the play for Tony Kukoc and Pippen's just mad that the play wasn't for him? That was the same kind of energy that you got from Lamar Jackson on Sunday as he looked up at the scoreboard, looked at how bad his team was losing, looked at how he was playing, how the rest of his team was playing, how his defense was playing, and just, you know what, hey, we'll get him next week. I didn't really see much of a fire or a frustration or any of that from their leader. Their leader seemed like, eh. So the rest of the team, they kind of played like, eh. That's what I noticed from the Baltimore Ravens. A couple more cuts here that we got for the Baltimore Ravens. So Kyle Hamilton, who is one of their star defensive players, they ain't got many, but he's one of their stars. He called the fan base spoiled. I mean, you can't think that was going to go over well with the team. Not when y'all are the worst defense in the league, and not when you guys just got whipped for a full 60 minutes by the Chiefs. You can't fix your mouth to call the fan base spoiled. You ain't won nothing.
With Lamar going down, I honestly just feel like it just feels like this is the end of the era with Lamar and Henry. Henry's not going to be able to carry this team. He's just not. He's in great shape. He's got a good diet, good work ethic, but he just can't do it all by himself. And the last thing I like to say, well, also Kyle Hamilton saying we're spoiled. How about you share your salary with us? Maybe we'll be spoiled that way. Or maybe
doesn't work that way.
Thanks for the call, Pam.
Does not work that way.
He said, why do you share your – Kyle, why did you think that that was a good idea? I mean, this might be just PR 101. There should never, ever be a time in which – you as the athlete call the fans spoiled, even if they might be spoiled. Like, I'm serious. Even if they might be. Just sometimes, you can't beat the internet. Like, if you're somebody and right now the internet has decided to gang up on you and everybody's making fun of you, you know what you should probably do? Just find something else to do. The internet always moves on. You can't beat the internet. You know what you're also not going to beat? Sports fans. They got long memories about these kind of things, especially when you're losing. You might can call them spoiled if you're winning. Like, oh, that's funny. You can't call them spoiled if you're in the middle of losing. and you're the best player on a bad defense, that's just not good. That's how things are right now in Baltimore. They ain't good. Last one.
I'll never trust Harbaugh again. He never tells the truth when somebody's hurt. Lamar looked like a quitter yesterday. The only two people I think was trying to play was Hill and the guy 38 who's a walk-on. I think his name is Martin.
It's a rough time right now to be a Ravens fan, man. I would say I'm pulling for you, but that would just be a lie. I'm not pulling for you. In fact, I kind of like that this is happening to the Ravens. It's just interesting to see. They have been one of the models of consistency in the National Football League. And I don't care how up you are. Everything that is a results-oriented business is a what have you done for me lately? And what it looks like you're about to hand Baltimore fans is a 6-11 season. That's what it looked like to me. It looked to me like y'all got 7-10 energy is what the Ravens look like to me. They look like this is going to be a rebuilding season. That team looks bad. And they are headed towards what would appear to be some dark times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.